hour or so each day, or today, or tomorrow for sure, no later, in awe, in total, complete awe. Be thankful for your liver, your hands, your brain, your invisible, incomprehensibly awesome mind. Be in awe of the very fact that you showed up here, particularly when you consider the mathematical odds against it. Just take a look at the functions of your body and the trillions of cells that all work together to make you function perfectly. This sense of awe is something to practice every day. The air you breathe, the water you take for granted, the food that grows from infinitesimally tiny little seeds to nourish you, the atmosphere, the ozone. Be thankful, be appreciative, and also feel a sense of responsibility to your universe. Treat all of life, that is, making this whole thing work on this tiny, fragile planet, with reverence and awe. Know that it's all working purposefully. Just a few minutes a day in total awe will contribute to your spiritual awakening faster than any metaphysics course you could ever take. Enlightenment is simply the silent acceptance and appreciation for what is. So in this very moment, you can get into that state of mind by being thankful for the mind that you have and all the tools that you have just to listen to these words and to realize how magnificently they are all working. Be in awe and you'll be enlightened. Be enlightened and miracles will be your way of life. You have a lot to be grateful for. Keep it in mind as you shift from being a non-spiritual being who has no sense of connectedness to the universe to the magnificence that you truly are. And just appreciate it. Begin today affirming, I know I have the power within me to create a life of fulfillment and joy. I am a miracle, and therefore I am a creator of miracles. Truly, becoming a spiritual being, having a human experience, rather than the other way around, that is, a human being having a spiritual experience, is really a primary message of these entire tapes. The contents of this tape series can be summarized in the simple words of a beautiful country man who traveled the country in the early 20th century speaking folk wisdom, a man I've admired all my life and loved to listen to his great stories. His name was Will Rogers. He reminded us all with these beautiful words. He said, live your life so that you wouldn't be ashamed to sell the family parrot to the town gossip. Now there's spiritual advice.